Welcome to episode 36 of the English Sessions, ED Endings Part 2, Adjectives. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun, too. Remember to visit my website, www.englishsessionswithmike.com, to contact me for private lessons and for more content. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. Listen for this word today, pace. To pace means to walk back and forth and back and forth. Someone may pace if they are feeling anxious or annoyed. In episode 1 of the English Sessions, we talked about how to pronounce the E in the ED endings of verbs in English. Do you remember the rule to follow? The E should be silent if the verb ends in ED, unless there is a T or a D before the ED ending. Examples of when you would pronounce the E then would be words like started and faded. All other verb ED endings should be silent. Worked, dropped, mixed, paced. You may remember some of these from episode 1. Let's practice the pronunciation of these again. I will say some sentences. Repeat after me. I worked on the project all night. I dropped my glass of wine onto the white carpet. They mixed two chemicals together and caused an explosion. He paced back and forth nervously. Okay, so this is the rule for verbs. Remember, verbs are the words for actions in English. If you remember from episode 1, adjectives that end in the letters ED don't always follow this rule. They sometimes break this rule. In episode 1, I gave the example learned. Someone who is learned has a lot of knowledge in their head. She is a learned woman. She reads a lot of books. Well, today, I'm going to give you some more examples of adjectives that end in the letters ED, that do not have silent E endings. Remember, the E would be silent as a verb, but not as an adjective here. The example above, learned, would be learned as a verb. For example, she is a learned woman, so she has learned many things. She has learned many things as a verb. I'm going to create a little story. Your challenge is to listen carefully and find all of the ED ending adjectives in which I am pronouncing the E of the ED. There are 10 of these in my story, total. Let's see if you can find all 10. Don't worry if you do not understand some of the words. I will explain the less common ones after the story. There once was a wicked man, an aged man with crooked teeth. He had ragged clothing. However, he preferred to be naked, so sometimes he wore nothing at all. He lived in a wretched apartment, and in his apartment, he kept a bird in a cage. The cage was placed on a three-legged table near a window. However, this was no normal bird. This was a very intelligent bird, a very learned bird, who also had a dogged determination to escape from the cage. One day, the wicked man left the door of the cage open. Oh, what a blessed day that was for the bird. It also just happened to be a very warm day, so the nearby window was also open. The blessed bird flapped its wings, and before long it was free. Free to do whatever it wanted to do. Only minutes after escaping, the bird realized that it had no idea how to survive in the outside world. Where would it get food? Where would it sleep? Eventually, the bird started thinking about the wicked old man. Sure, he was wicked, but not towards the bird very much. In fact, he was pretty kind towards the bird. In fact, he loved the bird and probably missed it terribly. He gave the bird plenty of food and water and books to read because, of course, the bird loved to learn. So the bird decided to fly right back into that open window and waited patiently on the legged table for the man. From that day forward, the man allowed the bird to have complete freedom. He kept the door to the cage open so the bird could explore the rest of the apartment anytime it wanted to, and could go outside anytime it wanted to. The bird felt content and safe with the weird, wicked, aged, naked man. All right. Did you find all 10 adjectives? Let's go through all of them. I will give definitions and synonyms for all of them. Number 1, wicked. The wicked man. Wicked means evil, sinful, immoral, bad, or sometimes just something that is disagreeable or unpleasant. Sometimes, informally, it can even mean something that is excellent or wonderful. Number 2, an aged man, aged. Aged is just another word for old. Number 3, crooked. Crooked teeth. Crooked is the opposite of straight. Something crooked is bent or twisted. Number 4, ragged. Ragged clothing. Ragged typically describes something like clothing that can become very worn, worn out, torn, ripped, filled with holes. Ragged clothing is old clothing that has been worn many times. Number 5, naked. Well, that means you are not wearing any clothing. Number 6, wretched. The wretched apartment. Wretched can describe something that is a very poor quality. Number 7, legged. The three-legged table. Legged is the word to describe how many legs something has. Once, I saw a three-legged dog. Number 8, learned. Yes, I used learned. We have already talked about learned. Number 9, dogged. Dogged determination. If you have dogged determination, then you will never give up. You are very, very determined to accomplish your goal. And number 10, blessed. A blessed day. Synonyms for blessed include favored, fortunate, lucky, privileged. These are similar words. After the break, we will listen to the story again. it may be easier to understand the second time. Hello everyone, Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast. Now let's listen to the story again. Now you know all 10 words that end in the letters ED, which break the rule that verb endings must follow. Also, now you know the meanings of these words. So maybe this time it will be easier to understand. Let's listen. There once was a wicked man, an aged man with crooked teeth. He had ragged clothing. However, he preferred to be naked, so sometimes he wore nothing at all. He lived in a wretched apartment, and in his apartment, he kept a bird in a cage. The cage was placed on a three-legged table near a window. However, this was no normal bird. This was a very intelligent bird, a very learned bird, who also had a dogged determination to escape from the cage. One day, the wicked man left the door of the cage open. Oh, what a blessed day that was for the bird. It also just happened to be a very warm day, so the nearby window was also open. The blessed bird flapped its wings, and before long it was free, free to do whatever it wanted to do. Only minutes after escaping, the bird realized that it had no idea how to survive in the outside world. Where would it get food? Where would it sleep? Eventually, the bird started thinking about the wicked old man. Sure, he was wicked, but not towards the bird very much. In fact, he was pretty kind towards the bird. In fact, he loved the bird and probably missed it terribly. He gave the bird plenty of food and water and books to read because, of course, the bird loved to learn. So the bird decided to fly right back into that open window and waited patiently on the legged table for the man. From that day forward, the man allowed the bird to have complete freedom. He kept the door to the cage open so the bird could explore the rest of the apartment anytime it wanted to, and could go outside anytime it wanted to. The bird felt content and safe with the weird, wicked, aged, naked man. Was the story easier to follow this time? Remember, if these adjectives were verbs, then you would have a silent E ending. Some of these words are also verbs. For example, wick and age and crook, even dog. That's right. Dog can be a verb in English. It can be an action. Your homework is to learn which of these adjectives are also verbs. Do the verbs have similar meanings to the adjective forms? Record your voice saying these verbs with ED endings. For example, learned. I learned a lot today from the English sessions. send me the recordings. You can leave a voice message from me on the website or on Anchor. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss an episode. Visit www.englishsessionswithmike.com for more content. Please rate and review The English Sessions on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave me a message and I will put it on the podcast. Leave me a message at www.englishsessionswithmike.com. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English Sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English Sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes, which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry, though. For those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.